The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
And now let's talk FMG, Fortescue Metals Group. Other big mining companies have acted to limit the number of alcoholic drinks their staff can have on remote mine sites per day in response to the sexual assault allegations that have been reported in the West Australian for the past couple of months. FMG now has come up with
four
something.
Alcoholic drinks per day. So this is obviously following in the footsteps of BHP and Rio in response to those disturbing alleged sex attacks. Previously, FMG workers could have six alcoholic drinks.
Mid-strength as well, did you know?
Yes.
They're mid-strength.
So down to four. The miner has also revealed a rise in sexual harassment cases this year, with 31 incidents, up from 11 in 2020.
Yeah, it's such a terrible situation, and it's something that I think has been a dirty little open secret of the mining industry for years. So I think it's such an incredible thing that it's been brought out into the light, and these mining companies are being forced in a parliamentary inquiry to come forward and say, look, this is what is actually happening, this is the situation, and it's kind of guilt-tripping them into taking action.
Yeah, I mean, we have to look. It's not the difference in two drinks that's causing this. It's obviously a cultural issue needs to change. But, you know, if you're going to make cultural change, you need to start somewhere.
Yeah. And we know that, you know, some people under the influence of alcohol just don't make good decisions.
Yeah.
And so removing that temptation, removing that risk, I think is a step in the right direction.